نحمده سبحانه وتعالى ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله سبحانه وتعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت، وهو على كل شيء قدير. ليس لنا رب سواه، ولا نعبد إلا إياه، مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وتركها على المحجة البيضاء، ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يقول المولى عز وجل في كتابه العظيم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam، إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، نعوذ بالله سبحانه وتعالى من النار. Just let me correct it before I start my khutbah. I'm not selling Qurbani. We just donated and we collect from the brother to do it in Egypt for the people who really need it. Because I have some phone calls, how much you charge for it, and they thought I don't have this business. I wish I can make plenty of money. Wallah, alhamdulillah, we don't do that. So jazakumullah khair, it's done already, we don't collect it no more. Jazakumullah khair. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, every one of us, before we go to the bed, we have a plan for the following day. Tomorrow, I'm going to do so and so and so and so. And sometime among the family and the husband and wife, they ask each other, what's your plan for tomorrow? We all do. But we forget something, it's very important. Tomorrow, what we talk about it is business-wise. What time I'm going to my work, I'm going time or I'm late, if I have to go to the bank or no, if I have to draw some money or no, I have to meet someone or no, or I have to take a day off or no, or I'm calling sick or no, or I have to visit someone in the hospital or no, it's a lot of plans. And we plan all of that. But we forget that we cannot wake up in the morning again. We forget is the moment when it's come, it's not anymore any plans. We have no plans. All the plan is gone. You're going to see a different plan from the people who's alive. How are you going to bury it, you or me? Different plan. Few days ago, my mother-in-law in the Fajr time, after the Fajr, she asked them to shut the light off. She wanted to rest. For somehow, few minutes after, her daughter come to look at her. The angel of death already was ahead of her to take her soul. May Allah reward her the Jannah and accept her with the Siddiqeen and the Bihina Shuhada. So no one can guarantee his life. We have a plan. I have a plan to go down there and I see them. So the plan which I have, it is gone. Because there is a plan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give it maw'idha to all of us to be aware there is a day can come any time, any minute, and we're not aware of it. So our language is the language of the dunya. Our language is the language of the money, or the business, or relation. The language of from daytime until time to sleep. This is our language. We're not talking about the language of Arabic or non-Arab or English or Urdu or whatever. No, this is different language. Language of our own intention, our own plan. Today, we need to study different language. It might guide us to a better place in the Jannah. The language of Ibrahim عليه السلام. What kind of language Ibrahim who does speak? His language is different than any other language. His language of wisdom, language of thinking. Who is Allah? He starts search. The moon, the sun, whatever. And he keeps saying, no, 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 no. Until he find out who is Allah. When he say, I depend on Allah. I lean on him. Inni dhahibun ila rabbi sayahdeen. I'm going to Allah. He's the one who can guide me. So he was thinking. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the brain to think every minute before I do something in the morning to thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if it's good or bad. Because we don't know when is the last moment for us. When we sleep or not. When we walk or not. When we talk or not. We don't have the time. We don't know it. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the message will send to the angel of death. Before that, we have to be alert. So the language of Ibrahim, who is Allah? Then he's telling us different language, beautiful language. The language of belief, the iman, the faith. He's believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his language, after he depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the language how to go be mercy and kind to the first one closer to him was his father. Imagine these days how we treat our parents. And go back and study the seerah of Ibrahim. This is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded so many people to visit the place of Ibrahim alayhi salam in Mecca at this time. And they don't talk. They just follow the manasik. This is the rule. Today I'm here. Today Tarwiyah. Tomorrow Arafah. It's rule. They're moving on and on and on. They don't ask a question. All what in their intention is the Hajj. May Allah accept it from them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let the people who didn't go to go next year, inshallah. Give us a life to do it, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. So the language of Ibrahim alayhi salam, to keep relation with his father, mercy and kind. Oh father, I got a lot of knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I got a lot of learn, a lot of listen. Let me guide you, who is Allah? Ya abati inni qad ja'ani min al-'ilmi ma lam ya'tik. I get a lot of knowledge. He didn't get it. But he was very nice to him. He said, now I know, oh father, there is a shaitan. I don't like you to follow the shaitan. Because the shaitan disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna shaitana kana lirrahmani asiyya. He disobey Allah. And I don't like you to get punished from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you follow the shaitan. But the response from the father was a beautiful response. Don't think for a second a father can hit his son, no matter what. Nuh, he was talking to Allah to save his son. Why he don't believe in Allah? The father, he's talking to his son. Very beautiful discussion. Look at the ayat in Surah Maryam. Ya Ibrahim, he's talking to him. If he hit him, he will never mention his name. As we said, yo, get out of here, go, get out. No, he would say to him, Ya Ibrahim, la'in lam tantahi la'arjumannaka wahjurni maliyya. Just go away from me, just leave me alone. Nice talk. It's a relation. This is the language of the family. Language of Ibrahim with his father. Language with Ibrahim when he's talking to his kids. Language when he's talking to his wife. This beautiful language is a language of mercy and kind and love. Then when he got the message, he didn't keep it. He's given us another language, the language of the da'wah. How you make da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he didn't shut his mouth. He started talking for the whole tribe. What you are doing? But he's include his father. مَا هَذِي التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا عَكِفُونَ. What kind of idols you guys looking and you pray for it? What did he say? They said, وَجَدْنَا أَبَآهَا لَهَا عَبْدِينَ. Oh, we find our parents do that, so we follow them. قَالَ لَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. You miss guidance. They said to him, أَجِئْتَنَا بِالْحَقَّ أَمْ أَنْتَ مِنَ اللَّاعِبِينَ. You came with the truth or you play with us. قال بل ربكم رب السماوات والأرض الذي فطرهن وأنا على ذلك من الشاهدين. Your Lord is the one who created the earth and the sky. I'm a witness of that. How he's a witness? Because he has a good relation. Faith, Iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what he said, he's teaching us another thing. When you are in a power or no power, you don't show your power. You have to come down. Cool and calm. He's telling us different language. How I respect the people. Even they pray the idols. Even the people go to the church. Or they go to the temples. Whatever. We don't destroy these issues. Behind and we talk and we're going to do. So no. He was very calm and told them, okay, I will do that. But when you're away, kind of respect for his tribe. But tribe at this time is not much people as we see it these days. And he promised he will destroy all of them, but when they are not there. But the wisdom, he telling us here, watch, he left the biggest one. So when they come back, he has a witness. There is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُذَاذًا إِلَّا كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ. So he destroyed all of them except the big one. They might come back and ask a question. So they said, who did that by our idols? إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Who did this? What? Who do that to our idol, our gods? They said, we heard someone, they call him Ibrahim. They said, let him come over. But front of everyone. We need everyone to be a witness what we will do with him. But because the Iman, the language of the Iman, Ibrahim is not afraid. Oh, Ibrahim, you did that by our idols. He said, فَلَعَلَهُمْ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا فَاسْأَلُوهُمْ إِنْ كَانُوا يَنْتُقُونَ. The big one, he did it. But ask them if they can talk. They cannot talk. So now they know Ibrahim is right. They were wrong. But he's telling us something else. He was active, the language of belief, to be strong. Now he know they fail in the test, but they still in negotiation among each other. So he said to them, how come you believe in someone never benefits you or they harm you? أَفَتَعْبُدُونَ مَا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعْكُمْ شَيْئًا أُفٍّ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. What do you think? You have no brain? Now he gave them a very strong language. So they got so upset. What they said? حَرِّقُوا. Burn him إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. The Iman of Ibrahim, the language, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't run away from them when they threw him in the fire and he was not afraid from the fire. And then we threw him, Jibreel alayhi salam came to him. Allah sent me to save you. Do you need anything? He said, the one who sent you, he's the one who can save me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to the fire. وَالْعَذُ بِاللَّهِ يَا نَارِ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Allah, the Iman, the belief. He's teaching us after that when he left with his wife and his son to Mecca. Because the story of Ibrahim is too long. He's telling us how he depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at this family. When he's getting very old, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Make istighfar. يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ السَّمَاءِ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بَأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. If you make just istighfar, he give you whatever you're looking for. So he's old man, 86. But look at the sabr. How patient he got. Ibrahim has a lot of sabr. 86 years, has no kids. Then Allah give him one. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Ismail and he took Hajj and went to Mecca, he left them with a little food and a little water. My dear brother and sister, look, the belief, when she believed in her husband, now he given us another language, the language which is the relation between the husband and wife. Who can take in care of the child? But the both of them, they know there is Allah. Allah can give. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. teaching us when he left his wife alone in the desert. She can work. She's not waiting in her spot. She cannot cry day and night waiting for help. She starts running between the Safa and Marwa, telling you, sisters, follow your mother Hajar. Work. Even in your home, you do the work, you follow your mother Hajar. She was working. As Ibrahim, alayhi salam, he was working. Even his son, he was working with him. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعِي He was working with him. He's working with and then both of them. If there's no language of the good relation between the son and father, do you think Ibrahim will accept that he slaughtered his son? Sacrifice his son? And his son, he will accept it from him? فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعِي قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى Look at the language of mercy and kind, the language of the relation between both of them. He said to his father, look again, the respond, the language of respect. Ya Aba, tif'al ma tu'mar. Do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you for it. Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabrin. Faith, iman, depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim is telling us a lot of language. And how he was generous to his guests. When the malaika enter his home and he's asking his wife to get the biggest animal to slaughter and feed them. This is language of love to the poor and need to respect your guest. We cannot eat by ourselves. We have to share the food with the others. This is the language of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But a copy for what he did is your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was copied the same thing as Ibrahim alayhi salam. The language of depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these days, the dhikr is most important in your life, my dear brothers and sisters. Make dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Raise your voice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka labbaik. Increase your tongue. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Increase your sound to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the takbirat. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Day and night, day and night. Because tomorrow after the fajr, we start the takbirat, we call it takbirat muqayyad tied. From the fajr of tomorrow, the day of Arafah, and the first, second, third day of the Eid, and number four is going to be fajr, dhuhr, and asr. 23 salah. After those 23 salah, we stop. Dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most important things. Al-Hajjaj, he was got something against Al-Hasan al-Basri. Al-Hasan al-Basri is giving da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, plenty of da'wah, everywhere. Al-Hajjaj don't like that. Because sometimes Al-Hajjaj is a dhalim, he's injustice. Then he spoke to his people. I told you many times, get rid of Al-Hasan al-Basri, kill him. But nobody's listening. Then he called his people. Come. I need Al-Hasan al-Basri here. I'm going to take his neck off front of all of you and I will let all of you drink from his blood. I will do it. They call Al-Hasan al-Basri. So he came very humble. He stood in front of Al-Hajjaj. And he told him, Ya Aba Sa'id, that's his son Sa'id. Ya Aba Sa'id, you did a lot for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Aba Sa'id, you give da'wah everywhere. Ya Aba Sa'id, you did so and so. Ya Aba Sa'id, do you need more help? Do you need more support? You ask him to come so you cut his neck. Now the language is different. Language of what? Love? Relation? Good relation? Everybody's watching. And then he swear by Allah, Hasan al-Basri, you have to sit in my chair. Different talk. Then he has a discussion with him, so he decides to walk with him to the door. Then he returned back. So the one who has a sword in his hand is waiting. And he runs behind Hasan al-Basri and they say, Ya Imam, What happened? I'm waiting to cut your neck. And now he's the one who gave me the order. He's the one who welcomed you. But I see your lips is moving up and down. What you are saying? What happened? What language you are speaking? He said to him, I remember when they told me he's going to do so and so, I came over. I remember Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was in the fire. And I spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said, oh Allah, you saved Ibrahim from the fire. What about al-Hajjaj? Can you save me from him? So I start speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah saved him. Allah put the mercy and kind in the heart of the Hajjaj. This is the language we speak with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, speak the language of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, tomorrow is the day of Arafah. Al-Hajj is Arafah. People will stand on the top of Arafah, the mountain of Arafah. This is a mountain who is shaking from the love of the one who stands on top of him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he told him, stop. فَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ رَسُول نَبِي وَصِدِّيق وَشَهِيدَان. In the top of you a prophet and his companion Abu Bakr and Uthman and Umar, two murdered before they got murdered. So the mountain of Arafah stopped. And Arafah is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be proud by everyone who's standing there, everyone who pray over there, everyone who is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hajj is Arafah. This is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yubahi al-malaika bil-muslimin. He say, malaikati, oh my angels, look at my people. They all come here. They speak with one tongue, one dress, one color. They pray for me. They make dua. I accept all my angels. Me and my witness, I forgive all their sins. They come back with no sins. This day tomorrow is better than the night of Laylatul Qadr. These days is better than any days of the month of Ramadan. If you can fast tomorrow, do, my dear brothers and sisters. Allah will forgive you 1 year before, one after, 2 years. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the language of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We don't miss that. And tomorrow, remember the last khutbah, the last lecture that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would give it to his companions. When he told them, I might not be with you next year. في عامكم هذا, في شهركم هذا, in this month, in this day, in this time, believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said to Bilal, just spread it, listens. And he gave 3 points. Your money, your blood, your mahrumat with wife and husband who's cheating, this is 3 is haram. Your money among each other, you don't swallow, you have to give it back. Your blood among each other, you cannot kill each other's. And you cannot cheat. And you take the responsibility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by get somebody else's wife. Adultery. Cannot. Be aware. Your deen is most important. You all from one man, Adam alayhi salam. And Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him from trap. And you all one. Together, brothers and sisters. Ummatun wahida. La farqa bayna arabiyin wala ajameen illa bittaqwa. There's no difference between black and white except what they believe. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he gave you a beautiful words about your sisters, your wife, your mother, نساؤكم, your ladies. It's amana. It's amana. The people who hate their wife, they beat them up. The people who is talking bad to the mother, the one who away from his mother, not even talk to her. It's amana that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it to us before he died. Say, nisa'ukum amana. Understand this word. When you do something good for them, you get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that. This is the message from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's telling us to deal perfectly with each other. No fighting, no cheating, no backbiting. Because Al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, تَجَنَّبِ الْمَجَالِسِ الَّتِي لَا يُذْكَرْ فِيهَا اسْمُ اللَّهِ. Any gathering, there's no name of Allah coming in it, no dhikr, stay away from that. فَإِنَّهَا مَرَضٌ لِلْقُلُوبِ. It's a disease for the hearts. So dhikrullah is very important. Zikrullah, my dear brothers and sisters, and this is the days we have to increase our zikr. Sayyidina Abu Huraira, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, they used to go to the market and increase La ilaha illallah. We have to do that. We need the barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need the barakah come to our own home. Barakah, it come to you when you have something and you share it. I get a text message from one sister, and I don't need to say name. She asked me, she has 4 people in her house. She's going to donate 4 sheep, 2 in Bangladesh and 2 in Egypt. This message for me, it's very important. No matter where is it. Why she's doing that? Because we learn from Ibrahim alayhi salam, we have to ask and we have to get the answer. Why she did that? Because she grew. She's a young lady. She grew in a house. She saw the parents do that. Teach your kids. How do you give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How when they have money, they have part of their money for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah reward her and accept from her parents. She grew up like that. Then her kids will grow the same way. Understand part of your money for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will make barakah in this house. Allah will increase the money in this house. No matter what, don't ask how. And you're going to see the income come more and more. I remember so many kids in our place. When it comes the month of Ramadan, they put like $5, $10. When I asked them, they said, we save it from our own money. When father gives some money in the morning, they save it little by little. Teach them. When they come with you to the masjid, don't put your hand in your pocket and give the money. Let him do it. Let her do it. Let them learn that the money come to the masjid. It's come from all of us, and from all of us coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yarzuq man yasha bighayri hisab. Your money never decreased, will increase from the sadaqah. And da'u mardakum bis sadaqah. If somebody's sick, the sadaqah is the most important thing. So my dear brothers and sisters who's doing the qurbani, remember the qurbani has to be the real good one, depending on the amount of money you have, and you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time to accept it from you. And you don't share it with each other like you take part, I take part from you. Remember, it's a part of it for the poor and need. They need it. Part of it for the poor and need. And your neighbor, Muslim or non-Muslim. You have to share it with them and tell them that's how we are as a Muslims. We cannot eat alone. We need to eat with them. This is the language of Ibrahim alayhi salam, to be generous. To give. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the brother and sister and the hajj that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted from them. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to fast tomorrow, inshaAllah, Rabbil Alameen, the day of Arafah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let our tongue soft by dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat, al muslimin wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ashfi maradana wa marada al muslimin, wa arham amwatana wa amwat al muslimin. Allahumma astur awratina wa awrat nisa'ina wa ummahatina wa ahlina ya kareem. Allahumma la taj'al لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا ميتا إلا رحمته. اللهم بارك في أولادنا، اللهم بارك في أولادنا، اللهم حفظهم كتابك الكريم، واجعل سنة نبيك الكريم قادة لهم في طريقهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارزقهم علما نافعا، اللهم ارزقهم علما نافعا، اللهم انفع أمتنا بهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لا تقبض أرواحنا إلا وأنت راض عنا يا كريم، اللهم لا تقبض أرواحنا إلا وأنت راض عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنا نسألك شربة ماء من يد رسولك الكريم لا نظمأ بعدها أبدا. يا رب لقد أعطيت محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الكوثر، فارزقنا شربة ماء من يده الكريمة يا أرحم الراحمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. عباد الله رحمني ورحمكم الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم اذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم. وأقم الصلاة.